what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. And a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Are listening to Opinionated Kiana, and this is your host, the lovely Kiana, aka Kiana Love 21 from YouTube. Check me out, KIANNALUV21, and my website, LUVKIANNA.com, lovekiana.com. I really want to apologize. I was supposed to put out a podcast earlier, and this is supposed to be my 8th, not my 7th, but forgive me, seriously, just forgive me. I was really busy. You know, Kiana is a very busy person. All of a sudden, I've become so focused. I've been very, very focused and being very productive. But you have to understand, the things I was focused on were things that pay my bills. So for that very reason, I had to put the podcast to the side while, you know, I made sure my bills were paid. I think everyone can understand that. But now, you know, hopefully the podcast will turn into a money maker as well. It really should. I don't see why it won't. You know, as long as I keep it up and, you know, keep it going. So that all sounds great. But for the time being, you know, I have to take time out to make this. And I do enjoy it. And that's why I do it. So I'll try not to slip ever again. This definitely wasn't a, oh, you know what? I just don't feel like making a podcast. It was a, I really cannot. So hopefully you get what I'm saying. On to more important things. MySpace still has not deleted my account. I requested for that thing to be deleted. Oh my gosh, like last year, the year before, like it was when I finally remembered, oh yeah, I have one of those. And let me go close the thing. Let me see if there are old pictures that are worth, you know, downloading, and then I'll close it. I requested it to be closed a while ago. I did everything they told me to. And then I go look for it again, and there it is. So, not happy about that. So I just deleted everything in there. If you can't change something, well, then just get rid of all its contents. I guess that's like your man or your woman get in the car in the divorce, but you gut it out, clean out everything in it. So it's like, well, have fun. That's a little messed up, but hopefully it gives you the right imagery. So yeah, forget MySpace. I don't think it's ever coming back. It really tried. It was really on the top of the world at one point with all its excessive photos and foolishness. Like, ugh, people went overboard on that. They really went overboard on that. They went a little crazy. And I'm kind of glad that MySpace died down and Facebook came along, especially because I was one of the newbies. I was one of the first on Facebook. I can't say like the first 100, but I was on Facebook when it was a very ugly user interface. It was not appealing. People were not checking for it. I found out about it. Oh, this is the new social networking site. Go check it out. None of my friends were on it. No classmates, nothing. And I was like, sure, I'll make a page. Then I didn't even get back on it for a while. And the next thing you know, it became relevant and I just started to use it more often. And here we are today where it's taken over the internet. Completely taken it over. It controls the internet. Most websites have, you know, Facebook functionality. So if you have an account with Facebook and you go to any other website that has like a Facebook like or share button, there's a tracker on their website. There's a tracker. Basically, they track the website you go to. If you didn't already know, you're being tracked. They know you like to go to, you know, a cooking website or a porn website. It doesn't matter. There is a Facebook like or share button. Then very likely, you know, you're being tracked. I found ways to stop that tracker, but I don't like that because the same time, I like to share and like websites. So I deleted it as soon as, you know, I realized that it interferes with so very much. Yep, it's taking over. Social networks control the world. they really do influence a lot. Like, people get famous off of them. So, you know, hopefully that'll be me soon. But what will be coming soon is my birthday. Y'all should see the dance I just did. It was real slick. Oh, if only this were a video. I'm going to be 25 years old. Oh my gosh. This is the second birthday I've ever been excited about. I was just talking to my dad, my pops. I was just talking to him about, you know, oh my gosh, daddy, I'm turning 25. I can't believe this, blah, blah, blah. I'm actually kind of excited. He was confused. He was like, really? Why were you excited? Like, I thought this was normal. I'm like, no, I was excited on my 10th birthday. I ran around the house screaming, I'm a double digit. Yes, double digits were a big deal. And now that I'm 25, I'm very excited because I will be, oh my gosh, I feel like I'll be officially grown. Like, yeah, you're grown, honey. You're in there. You can't fly by with the little excuses of, oh, she's young. She's only 21, 22. She don't know no better. She's still learning life. But you're not old enough to, you know, be considered well-rounded as far as experience and all that. This is just general speak. I've been through a lot and I've learned a lot. I'm definitely not your average 24-year-old. So I know I won't be your average 25-year-old, and I'm looking forward to it all and can't wait. It's on May 4th. I have no idea what I'll do besides my friend, he's baking me 2 cakes. I don't know. I guess we'll have friends over. I've never like officially partied or anything on my birthday. I was raised a Jehovah's Witness. So with that being said, you know, they don't celebrate birthdays. So I never had a cake. I've never blown out candles. That would actually be cool. That sounds probably bizarre to some people. Oh my gosh, she's never blown out candles on a cake. It's on a cake specifically because, you know, there's people around happy for you, happy you're alive, you know, celebrating the day you were born. And then you get cake and you get to blow out candles and all that good stuff. I'm like, oh, that always looked cool. So as a kid, I was a little sad, but I did understand from, you know, my beliefs or the beliefs I was raised to have that, you know, Jesus's birthday wasn't even celebrated. Like, Jesus himself did not celebrate his birthday. So who are we to celebrate ours? If I recall correctly, that was what I was told. You know, whenever I had that question, you know, Jesus, you know, he's the greatest man on earth and he never celebrated himself. Who are we to celebrate ourselves? I think that was exactly or along the lines. Anyways, either way, that is good reasoning. I mean, if you believe in Jesus, you know, and feel that he's a powerful man on earth and also son of God or God, you know, everyone believes differently. But if you believe that, then, you know, it can make sense. I can see why Jehovah's Witnesses believe that, you know, he's way up there. He's way above us. We are in no place to do something to celebrate ourselves when God's son didn't even do that. Like, So, yeah, never celebrate the birthday. Really wanted to. Now that I'm grown, I'm not religious. I'm a free thinker, if we were to categorize me, which I never like doing. But if I were to put myself in a category, it's I think for myself, I think freely, I question absolutely everything because I like to understand it, the origin and everything else. So with that being said, free thinker, not an atheist, not an agnostic, not religious, very into spiritual matters, but anyway, so with all that being said, I hope that my birthday is nice and I do something nice. And I'm just around people that care and are happy for me since I don't live by my family. Oh, getting nostalgic. Let me stop thinking about it. Now, as I said before in my last podcast, I had a major crush on Drake. I always found him attractive. his personality attracted me way more than his looks. And the more, you know, I see him and I just see him interacting, the more I find him appealing. And I fell off that wagon, you know, as far as looks are concerned, but I can't get over his personality, his being. That's way more attractive than his looks to me. So I saw him, Jimmy Kimmel? Oh my gosh, it was hilarious. He's an actor. He's an actor first, and he's very talented, and he has a great sense of humor. He went in disguise, but it wasn't that hard to decipher. Like, I would have known that nose anywhere, and I would have asked for a hug. I would have played it cool, but I was like, let me get a hug. Drake went undercover with a beard and some glasses or something and asked people on the streets, you know, what do you think of Drake and all this stuff. And I believe they're all men, and they were all talking crap, maybe except for like one. They were all shitting on him. Like, he's weak, he's this, he's that, he's no good. And then he made up stuff about himself, like Drake, I'm just making this up, like Drake's approved abortions for 4-year-olds. Something absolutely ridiculous. And people were like, what? There was no confirmation of anything. There was no proof. People were just like going along with it. You know, imagine a reporter approaching you saying, what did you think about the tornado that went through your town last night? It's just like a reporter approaching you saying, what do you think about the war that's occurring in Asia right now? And there will be like 90% of people will act like they know what went on. People love to act like they are in the know. They hate it when they're put on the spot, you know, and they don't know what's going on. That makes total sense. But there's a camera in front of them, and then they lie. That's what kills me. They lie. So, you know, it drives me crazy, but that's what he was doing. He was asking all types of craziness, and they were like, oh my gosh. They were going along with it. And then he revealed himself, and one guy freaked out, loved it. The other guy was just slow. He did not catch on. I don't even think Drake took off his face. His beard. He was like, yeah, this is Drake right here. I'm Drake. And the guy's like, uh-huh, okay. Like, that fool, I don't know. And Drake said, you still don't get it? Anyways, I just said all that to say, I like Drake. He's funny. He's clever. And the whole time, like, he just kept a straight face. He agreed with the people, like, yep, Drake ain't nothing. Drake ain't shit. He's this, he's that. Yep. Aubrey, damn you for rekindling that fire I had and that died away. Oh, God. I can't even get it out. Man, I was really into that dude. And so I'm kind of back on that wagon, like, oh, that personality. So with that being said, I hate when people joke him. I don't like when people joke him for no reason. If he were to do something ridiculous, by all means, have at it. If he's just being honest and is acting human and acknowledges that he has emotions like all humans do, then, you know, them calling him soft and stuff all those memes, Drake's the type of nigga to, you know, cry. You know, it's always something crying or something that society perceives as weak and feminine. And apparently, if you do anything feminine, you are weak. And women feed into that. What is wrong with so many women out here? They go along with the most ridiculous. It's infuriating to see women just going along with things that demean them. Like, don't you see? He's bad mouthing you. They say, oh, you a pussy. Well, what is a pussy? It's a vagina. It's weak. You're a weak person. But a man, you know, he has balls. He's strong. That's how it is. That's how society sees it. Balls are strong. Vaginas are weak. Even though vaginas can stretch, you know, really large to give birth, to take a penis. It you know, our vaginas adapt and, you know, change and work it out. It cleans itself. It's a pretty interesting, you know, pretty interesting down there. Men and their balls are weak as hell. You kick them, slap them. They could get hurt so quickly. Like, balls are like weak ass balloons full of water. Like, loose balloons of water. It all depends. Some are tight balls. Either way, I don't want to hear it. I cannot. I simply cannot sit back and just, you know, accept the whole, oh, Drake is soft and weak because he respects women or some craziness. They really do. They see that now as weak. you soft ass nigga. Get your shit together. But people like that, their mentality is very demented. It's very ignorant. They are not what you would consider an intelligent person going places in life if they truly believe that to their core, because they will act that way. And if you're ignorant, I wouldn't expect too much from you. And it's a lot of the young generations that feed into that whole Drake's the type of nigga too. Well, Drake's the type of nigga to go see a young girl dying of cancer. Yes. Drake's that type of nigga. If we're going to... Yeah, how many rappers have you heard that take time out of their day, stop their schedule just to go fly out, take their whole crew, fly out to see a young girl that is dying of cancer, you know, and take pictures with her, spend time with her, eat with her. Like, she even asked to touch his eyebrows. He just laughed. There's a picture of that. It's so cute. He posted them to his Instagram. Loved it. Freaking loved it. Like, really? I haven't heard of Rick Ross doing that. What other rappers are... I can't think of any. I mean, Jay-Z definitely, he does a lot for the youth and stuff like that. And he does have a lot of, charities, and, you know, he has a lot of things going on, scholarships and stuff like that. But I'm talking about the other rappers, because they're, a lot of them are perceived as hard because they're disrespectful, like 2 Chainz and what other rapper? I can't think of none of these people. I guess that's a sign. I don't really pay too much attention to many of them. But you don't see that. Drake's the type of nigga to show respect to a woman and go meet a young girl that is dying. That's really what I wanted to bring up, because I'm tired of the jokes, because he's really a good guy. He's a good, decent person who loves his fans. And we promote, not even me. I can't say we, because that would include me. Society promotes the street mentality and those street rappers, you know, and all that. I get it. You can like what you like. But when you promote negative over positive, then everything is backwards. You know, you need to accept the fact that you can be a great musician, a great artist, and be a decent human being as well. Okay? That is what people need to understand. And if Drake wants to talk about his ex because he liked her, good. Shoot. I hope to be his ex one day. Yes, I do. No, I don't know if I'm serious or not. That's the funniest part. I don't know. I do not know. I could teeter-totter on both sides of that fence.
Listen to this track, bitch.
A few bucks. That's a very appropriate theme for this part, with Portia Williams and Kenya motherfucking Moore. Yes. So, oh my gosh, I'm sure many of you are already familiar with Real Housewives of Atlanta and all the drama, and they have the reunion show now. Boy, if you haven't seen it, you don't even have to be familiar with the show or the season, whatever happened. Doesn't matter. Because this was separate. Portia Williams, her background, she's not the brightest. She's beautiful. She has a very kind heart. She's a very sweet person. You know, and I just feel like she didn't pay too much attention in school when it came to certain things. Kenya Moore, she's beautiful as well, but her inside makes her appearance deteriorate for me. Like, I don't find her as beautiful as Portia. I don't think she could touch Portia. Even before, like, I got familiar with Kenya, I didn't think she was more attractive than Portia, but that's just me. Everyone has their own preference on things that don't matter. So that's one of them. Kenya Moore got a body, natural hair, I would say intelligent, because I felt that way before with certain things. But in others, I'm like, well, you're not that smart, because you don't see the whole picture. You just see, because she's very manipulative. And she won Miss USA back in the 1990s. I was probably like three or something. So it was a long ass time ago. But she holds onto that and will rub it in your face in a hot second. That's pretty ridiculous. I might as well brag about the writing award I got, you know, in fourth grade. Like, shoot, since we bragging, hell, that was back in the 90s. But anyway, shoot, it was a great accomplishment for me. So I paved the way for other young black students in that particular class with that particular teacher to... No, I didn't. I ain't do shit, just like Kenya. Anyways, so she's very pompous. She's very arrogant. She comes off very sweet, or she tries to. But the thing is with reality shows, and they have those confessionals, in front of that person, she'll be sweet and kind. And in the confessional, which she's by herself, she's talking all this shit. Or she won't speak on something, and then later she'll talk shit. A lot of people do that, but she does it a lot more, and she's very conniving and manipulative, and I don't like people like that. And this isn't bias. I watched this show with an open mind. I didn't even really check for anybody, except Nene, when I liked her, but it was just a mess. The whole thing was a mess. So that's Kenya and Portia. Now, Kenya decided to bring her little props to the reunion show like she always does. Like, bitch, do you not feel people pay attention to you? Do you have to, like, literally wave and jump up and down to catch people's attention? Or in this case, you know, bring fans and scepters and bullhorns or megaphones, whatever. Either way, she was doing too much. They're sitting on a couch, separated by one person. Child. Kenya is just waving her scepter in Portia's face. Now, let me tell you this. If you wave your finger in my face, I'm going to catch an attitude. I will feel threatened. I will feel like you are doing too much, especially if you're speaking to me in an aggressive manner, calling me a dumb hoe and stupid and all that. No. So you're disrespecting me, and then you're in my personal space, and you're disrespecting me again with that. Okay. You got one more time, bitch. That's the bad thing, is because I can't say I don't condone violence, and that is a damn lie for many people that say that. I do not like bullies. I don't condone that. I don't condone, but I do condone certain forms of violence, like self-defense. Like, that is a violent, it could be violent. Like, let's just be real, it's violence. I condone football. That's violent. It's a very hands-on sport, you know, contact sport. It's not, you know, some golf. It's violence. I like MMA. I love it. I love UFC fighting. I love boxing, you know, and I like self-defense. I like watching fight videos where somebody's getting bullied, you know, verbally or whatever, and then they just lay somebody out. I love that. So watching this reunion show with Portia and Kenya, where Kenya is waving scepters because she's the queen. That's what she says anyways. Girl, I'm tired of these women on reality shows saying they're the queen and nobody's following them. But she's waving her scepter in Portia's face and calling her names and degrading her. She has never been positive when it comes to Portia. I have never seen her like... genuinely, from the start, she had bad things to say about Portia. So, I don't know. I feel she was threatened by Portia's beauty and marriage and, you know, just positive, optimistic spirit. That was really what it was. Because Kenya doesn't really have a positive spirit. She'll play like she's happy and smiling, but it's usually at someone else's expense. Like, someone else feeling bad will make her feel good. That's the vibe she gives. I'm still here. It's like you're always, you know, praising yourself. You don't have people praising you. When you have to talk about how great you are, you're probably not that great. So, yeah. And then she pulls out the bullhorn, a freaking megaphone, and starts just calling, what did she call Portia? You're a dumb hoe. You're this and that. That was it. Portia, she couldn't take it. First, the scepter in her face, like literally going over Cynthia with her lack of backbone. Like, she just went over her, leaned over her, and just started waving that wand in her face. She snatched that away from her, which I would have done as well, or hit her with it. Man, I don't know. That woman enrages me, but I have more self-control, and I would have probably just cut her to shreds with words. That's Portia's problem. She's not that bright, so she's definitely not quick-witted. She's, you know, she's just not that quick. And in the battle of the dozens, is that what they called it back in the day? When you're throwing out insults, you have to be quick. All Portia said was, you know, your vagina is so rotten or something. I was like, oh, baby. Oh, you should have came harder. Oh, honey. I'm sitting there like, no, ma'am. You did not just slay. You really didn't. I was hoping you would. Oh, well. But she did something, though, because they got up and she grabbed that, what's her name? Kenya. I was about to say that trick. She grabbed her hair. And there was so much editing done to that fight. There were so many things taken out. And I think there were good reasons for it. Because one minute we see Portia. We see Portia in Kenya's face. And Kenya yelling at her, get fired, get fired. She was provoking her. She wanted her to get kicked off the show. Yeah, that was pretty obvious. Especially because they captioned, get fired. They wanted us to read those words. Interesting. She yanks her to the ground and I don't get to see any punches thrown. They pan to, you know, the reactions of the other housewives, which pissed me off. I wanted to see it, of course. And, you know, next thing you know, we see them on the floor. So we don't know what the hell happened. We can't say it was a fight because we didn't see. There was a lot edited out, unfortunately, because that would have been good. But it wouldn't have made much sense for Bravo to air all of that. That wouldn't have made sense. You know, what is this, World Star Hip Hop? We're going to play out the entire fight now. And then we see Portia on the floor, people holding her down. And Nene was covering her mouth. What did somebody say? Like, I read somewhere that someone said she probably said something that people weren't supposed to hear. And Nene was like, no, shut up. Because that was where things were cut off. Like, they kept editing. And Nene's hand was over her mouth like, girl, we done talked about this. I was like, what did they talk about? I need to know. They won't tell me anything. And then I saw Nene on Arsenio Hall's show, and he asked her about that very thing. And she damn sure danced around that question. She wasn't honest about it. And I could tell. And at the same time, I don't blame her. It was obviously something personal. We don't need to know everything. But what I need to know is who's getting kicked off the show, because it better not be Portia. Well, get rid of Phaedra. I like Phaedra, but at the same time, I was pretty bored with her this season. I like her, but we could let her go. We could let Kenya go because I'm tired of her ass. All she does is instigate. It's like, bitch, can't you just go to the beach and just enjoy the beach? Do you have to be like plotting and pulling people's husbands to the side? And bitch, get it together. I have never had so much business with someone else's man. And I was her ex-friend. Like, I have never done anything that, you know, messy. Kenya can go. Portia can go. Because I like Portia. I think she's beautiful and all. But she's boring as well. Who else? Cynthia can go. Oh, God. So, you know what? Sid, get Cynthia away first. Oh, she is so boring. She pisses me off because she has no backbone. Even if her husband is being disrespected, she will just, child, get it together. I wish I would sit around while somebody calls my husband a bitch. And I'll stay right there. And she don't do nothing. And then you want to speak about it later on social media and bullshit. Girl, you should have told her right there to her face, I don't approve. That was disrespectful. You could have done that in a, you know, a myriad of ways that would not result in physical violence. I don't like confrontation either. But when, you know, something needs to be said, you need to speak up. It's as simple as that. And you are 40 plus years old. Get it together. You can still be classy. And there's nothing classless about speaking up for someone. And, you know, whatever. There's a lot of people that applauded her for not, you know, standing up for her significant other. I guess they wouldn't either. Anyways, she annoys me and she's a shit starter. And I'm mad nobody caught on to her shit. Nobody likes to go to the origin of things. They'll just have something thrown at them and then they'll just react. They won't think about it on that show. And it's like, or probably many reality shows. I don't watch too many, but not many people are analytical or logical or use their common sense on these shows. You can't tell me everything's scripted though. I never want to hear that. Kenya Moore is not an Oscar winning actress. She is not that good. None of them are that good at acting, okay? Obviously, otherwise they wouldn't be on that damn show. They would be doing way bigger things. So no, I don't believe that. Yes, this show is scripted to an extent. Like they may say, okay, you're gonna go to this island and y'all don't like each other and you all have to go and you all have to be in this room. Maybe say something to her. Like, they can suggest and do all that stuff, but it's not like a show where they're like, okay, cut, now go back and react again. That wouldn't be very natural, because some of those situations, you couldn't fake it. Like that fight, you couldn't fake that foolishness. That shit was real. You think they're like, cut, you didn't hit Brandon, right? Go back. No. They put people in situations and watch how they react. It's like a tank, you know, and they're all just sitting around watching. Oh boy, that's some messed up shit, ain't it? But I guess that's TV for you. So, you know, it wouldn't hurt to just get new cast members. I don't even like Nene like that, but she does make the show interesting. But you know what? She can go too. Yeah, let's just leave it as the Candy Burris show, because I like Candy. She's the most genuine person on that show. She's the sweetest. She's still strong. I wouldn't say she doesn't handle things the way I would, or apparently many other people would, i.e. her mother, and her mother not liking her fiance for no good reason. She actually had no specific reason. It was a variety of reasons that were never confirmed or were explained well, and she just would not accept them. And they were mainly about money. And, you know, Candy Burris is actually the richest one on Real Housewives of Atlanta with the whole, you know, 30 plus million. I say plus because that's never going to stop. You know, she's got money. She has more money than all of them put together. And she's the most humble. She doesn't dress really flashy. She doesn't drive really flashy, expensive cars. The only thing that I would say is extravagant is her home. And I see nothing wrong with that, actually. Put your money in your home. She actually has a huge guest house, too, if y'all didn't know that. She's doing the right thing as far as money. She's very, what would I say, frugal when it comes to things. And I'm just going by what I see on the TV and what she says out of her very mouth. You know, I'm not spending that much on a lamp, girl. Girl, you have millions and millions. Doesn't matter. She's smart with her money. And that's probably why she still has millions and millions. So she's humble. You know, she's an all-around very sweet person. And she just got married. I like her. I wouldn't mind seeing a show with just her for a little bit. That's probably why I'm going to watch her special. Needless to say, you know what? I'm sitting here talking to y'all, but I'm just thinking out loud. I think I'm going to stop watching Real Housewives of Atlanta after this. I think I'm done. I think it's time to hang it up. Yeah. I think that's all they have to offer. I've watched every season up till now. It's over. New reality show, please. Oh, that's right. Married to Medicine. I like them. Oh, boy. Whew. Apparently, white people don't understand racism. That bothers me when I see that. Because it's like, well, it's not hard to understand something. Any race can be racist, okay? Racist is a judgment, negativity, violence of all sorts, and just prejudice and all that. That's racist, and it's towards another race. So, you know, me hypothetically speaking, because this for damn sure ain't true, let's just say I do not like a certain race of people. White people, let's just say that. I don't, you know, let's just say I'm racist. I don't like white people. Some people truly believe that because I'm black, I identify as black, I look black. There's a little mix of here or there in me. Doesn't matter, I'm black. Because I am black, I cannot be racist. It is impossible. Because race, apparently, racists, you know, that's a white thing. Because they invented it in foolishness like that. Like, really? Really, bitch? So if you start something, then no one else can. Gosh. I've seen racist black people. I've seen racist Asian, Arabic, white. Yeah, it was kind of all around. Because all they're doing is hating and judging, and there's a lot of preconceptions about another race that they don't like. Like, it's really that simple. There's not some deep science to it. Any race can be racist. Simple as that. I don't think it's that deep. Really, I don't. I don't think it's impossible to comprehend an issue. Race has nothing to do with comprehension skills. It's all about people using their brains and not turning a blind eye to an issue. You know, there are a lot of people that, you know, they see something racist occurring and then they just don't say anything, either because they don't want to deal with it, they don't care, they don't like confrontation, whatever. That's not good at all. But it's not hard for people to comprehend what the hell's going on. I've never had anyone close to me die. I'm very grateful to say that I've never had anyone that is close to me that, you know, I have an attachment to in some way, shape, or form, die. So I don't know that feeling of pain like that. I've had puppies die. My pup, that's not the same. It's not the same. I love dogs to death, but it's not the same. So I can't relate to that. I have not experienced that. However, I do understand. I comprehend what the hell occurs with, you know, say a friend of mine, their mother passed. Have no freaking clue what that's like. I can't imagine the pain. I can't imagine that. Ah, the loss. It's detrimental. It's terrible. But I can comprehend it. I can empathize. You know, I can put myself in her shoes and imagine the pain she's going through. You know, just look at my own. You know, literally put myself in her shoes. Think, oh, what if it was my mother? How would I react? How would I feel and all that stuff? You know, and just tap into that just a little. That is pain. I'm empathizing with you. You know, maybe even sympathetic. It all depends on the situation, but tie that back into the race thing. White people, for the most part, are not, you know, victims of racism. However, it would depend on the area and location, because I've seen white people picked on for being white. I've seen people, you know, it all depends though. And the area they're in, you know, if they're in an urban area, usually that's where it is. What the fuck you doing out here, white boy? Like, you get fucked up, treated bad, like it's cold-blooded. And it had nothing to do with anything. It wasn't his clothes or nothing else. It was his race. And I was like, it's messed up. It's messed up. It's always messed up. But is that not racism? Is that not the very same thing? Like, really? Why do people argue over foolishness like that? That's racism. So yes, white people can understand racism. Some may experience it themselves. Some may put, you know, empathize, put themselves in our shoes, if they even care. Because there are a lot of white people that say that. And honestly, if you don't feel that white people should speak on racism or anything like that, because there are people that truly feel that way as well, then maybe you feel that during the civil rights movement that white people shouldn't have been, you know, standing up for blacks. Maybe you feel that way. And maybe they shouldn't have, according to you, because, you know, they can't speak on it. They have nothing to say. They don't understand it. I don't want no part of that. You know, they cannot help me in any way. Fuck them, blah, blah, blah. Well, then, if that was the case, then we would probably be worse off, because I'm pretty sure white people had a part in our fight for civil rights. I just feel that way. But what's even crazier is I've seen black people deny racism. I've seen them just deny it even exists, or blame victims of racism for being attacked. They'll blame the victim, which is ignorant as hell. Usually, if I were to categorize these people, they're the black people that say they won't date other black people, or in their mind, they are white in every sense. The only thing that makes them black is the damn sun. You know, they're like the Uncle Ruckuses. they haven't accepted themselves, their own history, their own life. They haven't accepted their skin, nothing. And that makes me sad, because a lot of them truly do have hate in their heart. So black people can be racist against black people. It's really not that hard to understand. If you want to be closed-minded and feel that everyone should go by your, you know, foolishness, then the world would be a worse place. I will say that in the United States, you will very likely come across more racist and prejudiced white people than any other color. That's nothing new to this country. It was built by slaves and their racist slave owners. This country really was. So those, you know, and we all are immigrants. Just wanted to throw that in there. And those same racists murdered the Native Americans that lived here. Not all white people are racist, though. And to generalize an entire race is terrible. It's the exact same thing racists do. It's the exact same thing. Like, you may not have categorized yourself, labeled yourself as racist, but seriously, if you were to say all white people are this or that, maybe not racist, but pretty ignorant to generalize an entire population of people based off of a percentage of people's actions. That's always a dumb thing to do. And it's the same thing that a lot of white people, a lot of racist prejudice white people do to black people. Seriously, you're doing the exact same thing. Generalizing. All black people fight and do drugs and they're lazy and all that other ignorant shit they say about us. And then black people will say, oh, white people, their hair smells like dog when they get wet and they have flat asses and they kill and murder and steal countries and people's lives and stuff like that. Yeah. It's like, ooh, these generalizations are extreme and terrible. And racist, prejudiced, ignorant. Either way, it's fucked up shit. And all races can experience that. But racists, they really will. They will generalize any race they hate. Doesn't matter. Doesn't. They'll generalize everyone. All people from the Middle East are terrorists. What kind of ignorant shit is that? Oh my gosh, they kill me with that. It's like, he's actually Indian, fool. He's not even from that particular country. Oh, they kill me. They're not intelligent people, though. Racists aren't intelligent. Have you noticed that? They're not the brightest bulb. But hold on, I just looked up the definition of racism just to make sure I was on point. It's the belief that some races of people are better than others. Simple as that. It's as simple as that. I was right. They believe some are better than others. Many things come from that ridiculous thinking. Many things. Violence, prejudice, unfair treatment in court, in the media, etc. And it pisses me off. It does, and I can't do a damn thing about it but speak on it. Because I don't have that power. I can't control each and every journalist. I cannot control their bosses. I can't control these corporations in the media to say, you know what, be honest and fair in the courtrooms, you know, in the offices of all these people or in the police departments. I can't control these people. You can talk all you want. Action speaks so much louder, honey. Just like, oh, this is kind of off topic, like I've been doing this entire podcast, but I like it. It's the normal me. It's not a scripted, like, okay, I got to stick to a list of topics. No, seriously. When I lived in Baltimore, Maryland, yes, I was in Baltimore, Maryland. Have you seen The Wire? The Wire on HBO? Yes, honey. That Baltimore, Maryland. I lived in that exact same neighborhood on that exact same street, which is creepy, actually. But it was a very violent, violent area. Very. Dangerous drugs everywhere. Down the street was the blue lights, which is literally like cameras set up at night. Well, they're set up and the blue lights shine at night and they spin around and around and around. And they're like on every street corner, like every freaking corner and block. And the blue lights area is even more extreme, which is why they have cameras. Anyways, so the police, a lot of them were crooked there, as they are in many places. But they were having the church folks and everybody come together and, you know, everybody, there's always these black leaders and stuff or black preachers or whatever. They come together and they have these meetings. How are we going to stop the violence? And I have yet to see a solution because you can't. You can't stop the violence. And it's upsetting because all they did was, you know, put on a t-shirt. No, stop shooting in this area. I list my children and all that stuff. I mean, it's a terrible situation, but true. Seriously, I don't think that these people gathering in a recreation center or outside. There was one, he was just on a microphone yelling outside about, you know, terrible situations and people gathered around. But what did they do when they left? They may have took a pamphlet and went about their day. They might have thrown it away. They might have been like, oh, that would be nice if this stuff was actually solved. But it's not, so yeah. Like, seriously. You can't do too much just talking. You can't do much of anything just sitting around talking about it when it's something like violence and racism and unfair treatment in court and in the media and prejudice. Like, you really can't just stop it by talking. There has to be some sort of action. Something strong that would affect the entire population. Like, seriously, it has to be a mass, you know, reconditioning of, it has to be a big deal. You know, you have to get racist people and prejudiced people to open their minds and understand that were people. But what can you do? They're full of hate, and you can only change one mind at a time, and it's worth it, I guess. But I wouldn't stress too much, because you can't do too much about it. You can't really help everyone. You can't control everyone. You can't control how they think. So best you can do is, you know, live your life and keep an eye out. Because seriously, apparently I live in a very racist city and state, Cincinnati, Ohio. I've never experienced racism. I've probably experienced prejudice and just didn't catch on. Well, yeah, I've probably, you know, experienced, you know, some form of prejudice, but it was probably like, oh, I'm not going to hire her. So how the hell would I truly know that was the reason? You know, I don't know. But I've never experienced like straight up like, oh, nigger or anything like that. Never, never, never. And hopefully I never will. But if I do, I probably won't even react. I'm like, bitch, I don't care. That word means shit to me. That's just like calling me an antelope. Like, it makes no sense. It has the same effect. It's like, oh, I get it. You were trying to be mean. Try again. There's this rapper named Young Thug, which is a pretty young, lame name for real. So that's a lame ass name, Young Thug. But he wears skirts and dresses. He's a rapper. He got this song. I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner. Yeah, really, really, you know, that'll last for decades. That's timeless. He wears like leggings or something, and then he'll wear a skirt or like a little girl's dress over it. And he's skinny. I don't understand what he's doing. But a lot of people are like, is he gay or whatever? Or is he just trying to get attention? I don't know. Either, all I know is that I don't like his choice of dresses at times. I did like that one skirt, and I think his hair is a mess, and he's not attractive, and his song is lame. But if all of that helps him get somewhere in life, good for him. But seriously, I don't think he's hurting anybody wearing his dresses and skirts. But a lot of people, you know, they're up in arms about homosexuality being more accepted, as though it was never accepted in history. Are you serious? Like, all over the world, actually, and obviously till this very day, homosexuality has been a normal thing. It's been very common. It had to be kept secret for many years from many people, because there was a lot of hate and violence and bigotry with that. I mean, seriously, if you hate someone based on their sexuality, if you feel they should die or should have never been born, or, you know, that they should change, then yeah, you have, you know, some hate in you as well. You may not categorize it as that, but if you feel that extreme, then that's definitely hate. And that upsets me, because I've seen many, many people say that gay people should be killed, and that upsets me a lot. I saw an article about a mother beating her 4-year-old to death because she said he walked and talked as if he were gay. And then there were people applauding her for it, saying that she did the right thing. Yep. Many people, actually. And maybe somebody listening now. Actually, hope I change your mind, you know, with just that. You know, just don't do it. I don't know what to say to people that hate. I can't control your minds. That's serious. There's a serious problem with people like that. Like, there's really something wrong with you. Shoot. I'll take dissociative identity disorder any day. Like, hate consumes you. There's a level of passion and just energy put into something so negative as to hate someone based on something that has absolutely nothing to do with you. What the fuck? It won't even harm you. She's having sex with her girlfriend. Or she's not. Let's just say she's living in the house. They're not even currently having sex. But you are enraged, because your neighbor is just existing with a lifestyle that you don't approve of, because apparently you matter to her in some way, shape, or form. And like, apparently your opinion should, you know, control everything, and everything should go along with whatever you feel and believe, because what you feel and believe is right. And there's nothing wrong with you feeling that what you believe is right. But there is something wrong with you trying to impose your beliefs onto others. You know, I respect people's beliefs, though. If you feel that Jesus said, you know, or the Bible says that homosexuality is wrong, okay, whatever, cool. Now, if I don't believe in the Bible, then everything you said is null and void. It's just like saying, you know, Cinderella never got married. You know, she was a spinster and all that. It's like, well, in my book, it says she got married, a glass slipper and all that. Well, I don't believe that. I believe this. You know what? You got to respect other people's beliefs. We have religious freedom. We have the freedom to believe or not believe. Like, it's not that hard, but it's kind of upsetting when people go so hard to throw their own beliefs in your face as if it's real to you. That's what confuses me. It's like, hun, I don't believe what you're saying right now. It doesn't matter what you pull up in said book or article or website or whatever. I don't believe it. What you're saying is not factual to me. And if you have no facts to bring up, if all you have to bring is, you know, just a message or a quote or something, cool, that's what you believe. But respect my right to not give a damn about it. Woo. With that being said, stop hating homosexuals simply for being homosexual. Now, if said homosexual is an evil person, you can hate all you want, but just for them existing and living their lives, get over it. And also, there is such thing as bisexuality. I don't understand how people can't comprehend that you can be attracted to more than one race. I mean, race, Lord, gender. I started thinking of Trey Melvin from This Is a Commentary on YouTube. He has like 2 million subscribers. He's going to Hollywood now. Like, dude is talented. He's doing his thing. Very proud of him. And I don't even know him, but I'm very proud of him. And he came out as bisexual on New Year's. And he's like, what happened? There was a lot of yays and there were a lot of, you fag. He did say, you know, I like men. He started crying too. Like he was emotional, but he said he likes men, but he could still fuck your bitch. I was like, oh, I don't like that bitch word when it comes to the general populace of women. But I get the point. I felt for him though, because people were like, I don't believe in bisexuality. You can't. If you want to fuck guys, that's how people's minds work, apparently. What is wrong with people? Their minds work like this. If I'm a man and I have sex with other men, there's no way I could possibly be attracted to a vagina. And vice versa. If I'm a woman, I'm attracted to women. There's no possible way. There's no working with both. There's no possible way. My mind cannot comprehend such basic, simple teachings of life. Like, get it through your freaking skull. It's not that hard to get. And if you don't get it, cool. Just don't speak to me because you are not intelligent enough to comprehend anything else I have to say. Ooh, it really infuriates me because I am bisexual. Yeah, I'm bisexual. I don't know why I paused. I was going to say something else. My mind is growing too fast, but I am. I'm bisexual. And I do lean more towards men than women, which is a common thing as well. You know, you may have attraction more to a certain gender. It all depends. I like men more than women, but I do like women. But it all depends. It all varies. You can't just, just look at me. You can't assume that I'm going to find you attractive just because I like women. Like, don't flatter yourself. You can't assume that I'm going to like you because you're a man. It's the same thing. It's not that hard. We all do it every day. If you're a woman, because I can speak on this, you know, you may have guys approach you constantly and you're like, what makes him think I would really want him? He doesn't have this or that. He didn't approach me right. Any of that. Or he's just not cute to me. It's the same thing, you know, people with different sexual preferences do. We don't just jump on someone just because they're of the same sex and we're like, ooh, yeah, he's a man. Guys, they have such a complex. I need to know if he's gay. I don't want him looking at my butt. He's like, what makes you think I was looking at your ass? You ain't cute to me, bitch. don't flatter yourself. So no, I'm pretty picky when it comes to women as well. So yeah, I didn't accept or I didn't even acknowledge my interest in women until I was like a little older. Like, I liked girls as a kid. I didn't think too much about it though. Now that I look back, I definitely was into girls, but I didn't have crushes on any of my classmates or anything like that. And it wasn't sexual. I never had like a sexual, like, ooh, I want to have sex. It's not that big of a deal. You can have an attraction, but you don't I didn't really get, you know, into women until I got into my teens, but I still had boy crushes and all that. That was the main thing. I used to write boys' names on my headboard on the inside where my mom couldn't see, like my crushes. Oh my gosh, I'm glad they threw that away. I don't need to see those names. But yeah, drew hearts around them and everything. But when I finally accepted, you know, the label, that was the main thing. I didn't think too much about it, but I was like, if I were to give myself a label, it would be bisexual. But I've never really been open about it until, you know, 2013, 2014. And it's just because I felt like it. There was no, like, coming out party. It's not that big. It's not big news. But apparently it is these days when people come out because it's still taboo. It's still not accepted. So the more people that come out and say that they are gay or bisexual or whatever, you know, pansexual, any of that, the more it lets other people know that it's okay to be yourself and feel free to speak on it if you want to. Or if anything, you can look at me and, you know, if you feel alone, it's like, well, look, Kiana's bisexual. She's doing fine. Or Ellen DeGeneres, she came out as a lesbian. She's fine. Jodie Foster. There are so many people. It's like we're owning who we are. And if homosexuality had been accepted years ago and not condemned, then I guess there would be no need to come out. We wouldn't have to declare our sexuality, you know, like straight people don't. But that's another topic that could go on forever. And it's totally a boring, frustrating topic because, you know, some people just won't see eye to eye on things. And that's okay. That's the beauty of having an opinion and being an individual. However, I don't want to hear none of that. Like, I got this letter years ago. I was looking at it when I was cleaning out my old blog. And I answered it on there. And it says, Kiana, I love you, but I just can't get with the whole gay movement. Okay, right there. You don't have to, hon. Right? That wasn't my answer. But now that I'm looking back at it, it's like, you don't have to, hon. And then they say, how do they get rights? They aren't a race. They are a choice. I didn't pick to be my race, but it was given to me. Okay. Well, the whole they aren't a race, they are a choice thing. That's fine, whatever. You believe what you want. It's completely wrong, but believe what you want. How do they get rights as though they're not human anymore? Because this is, I'm reading this because a lot of people have this mentality. How do they get rights? They aren't a race, they are a choice. I didn't pick to be my race, it was given to me. Well, this is what I said years ago. I guess they deserved to fight for rights when people started treating them as if they weren't humans, but rather sexual deviants, and they endured a lot of disadvantages simply because of their sexual preferences. In my opinion, they are singled out, and since they are, they might as well fight back for all the rights that were taken away from them. They're still men and women, but they aren't viewed as people who have the right to marry who they choose. Apparently, in this country, marriage is only allowed if they go along with what everyone else is already happy with. That's what I said. And I think that was a good answer. it was simple as that. But I cannot. I simply cannot deal with the hate. You know, I can't. Hateful Kenya Moore. Racists. I wouldn't even say homophobic people because not everyone is afraid of gay people. But just people that hate people based on their sexual preferences that aren't harming anyone else. Like, seriously. And you can't even say the whole, oh, well, gay people, they'll, you know, molest your children. Well, honey, straight people do that all the time. So if we're just going to generalize based on sexual preferences, I'd say the latter is more common than the former. The Drake hate, all that mess. I do want to say this, though, about the how do they get rights? How do gays get rights? And they aren't a race, they're a choice. Seriously, your rights shouldn't be given to you. You were born with rights. That's how I feel, though. I feel that you're right. You know, human rights. There is so much that is restricted. I don't want all these rules placed on my life. Like, I shouldn't be told that I have a right to speak up for myself and I have a right to freedom of speech. I shouldn't have to be given permission. I feel that that's a human right that everyone in the world, you know, should have the right to do. I mean, they should have that privilege. It is a privilege, though, because in our country, it's a privilege that we take for granted all the time. But yeah, This right here is freedom of speech. And I'm taking advantage of it. And I didn't have to get that right. Like, it was given to me because I was born here. Same with everything else. Like, I mean, women had to fight for the right to vote and everything else. Like, what the hell is wrong with that? Women aren't a race. And they damn sure aren't a choice. I mean, how did we get rights? We had to fight for them. Why? Because I guess women deserved to fight for their rights when people started treating them as if they weren't humans, but rather sexual deviants. Or just, you know, what is a better? I'm rereading my answer. Lesser humans. Like, we were just there. We were props. We were like we were just available for men to have sex with and clean the house and raise children and sew and other basic shit. I mean, it is basic. I'm not demeaning it, but it's basic as hell. When we can do so much more than that, we are way more than that. We used to be queens back in the day in Egypt and everywhere else. Like, we dominated. And now the world's, you know, flipped upside down. I don't know. Crazy, right? But, you know, I guess women had to fight for their rights because we weren't treated as humans. We were treated as subhumans. But in my opinion, women were singled out. So, you know, they might as well have fought back for all the rights that were taken away from them or were never given to them, because they're still humans, but they aren't viewed as humans who have the right to vote or whatever. Apparently in this country, voting is only allowed if you go along with what everyone else is already happy with. I just tied in the women with the homosexuality answer because I could really fill in a lot of blanks with different categories of people, subcategories, whatever. Children, you know, I could go on and on. But I'm glad that this person loves me. I think that's great. But I truly hope that they've changed their mind. I don't recall ever getting a response back because this was an anonymous message. So, I mean, if they did, I wouldn't have known. But what they said and how they get rights and they aren't, that saddens me a lot. And it saddens me to see that people don't view other people as, you know, people. Hopefully y'all get it together soon. But I just want to thank y'all for listening. Make sure to check out lovekiana.com, LUVKIANNA.com, and youtube.com at youtube.com/KIANNALUV21. Background music licensed under a Creative Commons license 3.0. Pharrell Williams, Happy Remix by Urban Noise Remix on SoundCloud. Nuck If You Buck Remix by Skadoo on SoundCloud. Everything here is on SoundCloud. A Day in the Neighborhood by Lowercase N. One Girl from Ariel by Room Rambo at soundcloud.com/Malefique, and Under Investigation by Robbie at Under Investigation by Robbie at soundcloud.com/Cruzo, KRUZO. Thanks for listening to Opinionated Kiana. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast on iTunes or Stitcher if you have not already, so that you can get updated on these whenever I post them, honey. You can't say you didn't get them because they came right to you if you were subscribed. Or just subscribe to my podcast from my blog, lovekiana.com. It'll just get emailed right to you so that you can just listen to it on your computer or your phone or however you check your email, honey. Check it out. Thank you for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.